The beginning of Parshas Chukas, the Ramban is bothered with Akasha. How come the psukim are out of order? It says Zos Chukas HaTorah. Then it says Dabel Ben Esau Vemart Aleim. Shouldn't it say first Dabel Ben Esau Vemart Aleim Zos Chukas HaTorah? It's backwards. So the Ramban works on that Kasha. So I remember when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Gerelich used to say over things in the name of Abelvela. So he said on this that there's a Tosefta that states that Ein Oisim Paraduma El Avi Besn Shal Shivim Yechot has to be supervised by the Sanhedrin Akdolim. So Rabbi Gerelich asked, what's the Mokka for this? He thought maybe this is the Mokka. Dabel Bnei Yisrael. It says, Zos Chukas HaTorah, this is the din, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, you should tell Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu Mokam Mayin Aleph Koi. So that's the first din, Zos Chukas HaTorah, the first of the din of Paraduma, is that it should be done under the auspices of a Sanhedrin Gedolim. If it would have been written the normal way, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, Marta Aleim, tell him all the dinim. That's the way it says always in the Chum, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, Marta Aleim. Then it's going to say, Zos Chukas HaTorah. So you don't see that it has to be done under the supervision of the Ayin Aleph. But if it says, this is the din, Dabel Bnei Yisrael, so the Dibur to Bnei Yisrael is the first of the dinim that has to be done under the auspices of the Bez Nagol. A possible suggestion to answer the Ramban's Kasha. We have in the beginning of the Parsha the famous Pasuk, if someone touches Bachalal Cherev, so the Tanoim have a drosha on the Pasuk that Cherev Harei Kecholo, that not only the mace is mitame b'maga b'masa uba ohel, mitame tuma shiva yitame for 7 days, and need hazosh shlishi shvi, the halal cherev also, the cherev with which the person was murdered, is also has the same din of tuma. So one of the rishonim writes in his pirush on Mishnah Yisaholos that is only the cherev with which the person was killed. And the Svarim point out that this is against all the Mishnahis, against all the halachas. It's not true. Din of Cherev Harei Kecholom doesn't only apply to the murder weapon, the instrument with which the person was killed. Any kli, that's a machlokes HaRishonim, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, in the first parak of Psochim, and a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, whether Cherev Harei Kecholom only applies to kli mateches, applies to all kelim, even begotten clothing, with the exception of kli cheres. Kli cheres is not included. The chever ekechol, kli matecha for sure is included. Another kelim, another begotten, is a machlekes harishanim. There is on the first daf in Chulin, based on the base, there is an interesting machlekes quoted by the Rashba. The Gemara has a klal on the first daf in Bava Kama that from the four things that in Mekabal Tumah, Odom Mekalim, Ochlam Amashkim, so Odom Mekalim can only be Mekabal Tumah from an Avat Tumah, as opposed to Ochlam Amashkim, those can be Mekabal Tumah even from Toldus, even from Rishon LeTumah. Tumah will always be, when it's transmitted, it goes down in Madrega. So the Rashba has a Machlokes, but they write it there on the first Daf in Chulin, on the level of their Isa. What if you have a mace, and then you have a cherev harei kecholo, has the same level? What if you have a mace, then an odom touched the mace? A person went to the funeral, so the mace is avi avos hatuma, and the odom becomes an av hatuma. And then the odom touches someone else, you become a rishon letuma, and then you touch a kli mateches. Would you say cherev harei kecholo that the kli mateches becomes a rishon letuma, or would you say no that odom mekalim are only mekabel tuma from an av? So since you're only a rishon and you touch the kli, you can't be metame the kli. What's the machlekes on the level of their isa? What's the nature of this din that odom mekalim are not mekabel tuma from toldus? Is it because the metame has to be an av or above? And if the Dova HaMetame is only a Rishon, I went to the funeral, I'm an Av HaTuma. The mace is Avi Avos HaTuma. I attended the funeral, I become an Av HaTuma. I shake your hand, you didn't attend the funeral. I touch you, you become a Rishon LaTuma. So since you're only a Rishon LaTuma, you don't have Bikoyach to transmit the Tuma to Odom Mekalim. The Chisorin is in the Dova HaMetame. A Or should you assume that the chisaron is in the dabar hamakabel tuma, that all the mekalim can ever have a tuma on a level lower than av? So if an Adam comes in contact, can ever have a level of tumah lower than a Rishon. If I attend a funeral, so the Mesa's Avi Avos HaTumah makes me into an Av HaTumah. I touch you, you didn't attend it to the funeral, I touch you, so I make you into a Rishon LaTumah. But if I myself am a Rishon LaTumah, and then I touch someone else, so he should become a Sheni LaTumah. Adam Mikalim can ever become Tomei on such a low level of Sheni LaTumah. They can only become Tomei, Rishon LaTumah or above. But over here, if the person who is a Rishon LaTumah touches a Cherev, Harev Kecholol, so he's going to make it also a Rishon LaTumah. So that's a fundamental Machlokes of Rishonim on the first daf in Chulin. Machlokes on a level of Deraisa. What's the nature of that din? That all the Mikalim cannot be Mekabel Tumah from a Rishon, because the Rishon doesn't have an akach to transmit tumah to Adam Mikalim. So even if the Kli is a cherev or a kechol also not, or they say no, the Rishon can transmit tumah, but Adam Mikalim can never be on such a low level of tumah of sheni. But over here, if the Kli mateches will be mekabel tumah, it'll become a Rishon, won't become a sheni. So it will be mekabel tumah in Atar. That's a fundamental machlokes of Rishonim. Then you have the parsha, a special din, the tumas.
Is a kohen muzer in the cherem on being tamed in the cherem in kol?
A kohen is muzer, what that we had in ksubis in the beginning. Of ksubis, that was a machlokes. The rabbi Natam and the rabbi Chaim Kohen. Rabbi Natam said that the brisa that appears in Maseches Machos has hilchas avelus. It was composed by the Gaonim. It's not from the days of the Tanoim. So Maseches Moches is a brisa composed by the Gaonim that says that kol tumah she'ena nozem megaleach aleha en hakohen muzer aleha. So the Mishnah says that on cherev erekechol the kohen, the nozer is not megaleach aleha. So according to the Rambam quotes that, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like that, that a kohen is not muzer on tumas cherev erekechol.
Even
ben gear. Yeah, he's only muzer not to come in contact with the Rambam coins an expression atzma shel tuma, atzma shel meis, atzma shel meis. It's not that the kohen is forbidden to become tamei tumas meis. He's allowed to become tamei tumas meis. He's just not allowed to come in contact with atzma shel meis. A cher v'rekachol has a tumas meis, but there is no meis over there. So Rabbi Natam rejected that brisa. He said the kohen made a mistake that there is no such halacha. And he proved it from Revi'is Dam, that a kohen is muzer not to come in contact with the Revi'is Dam. But the Mishnah says in Nozir that the Nozir is only kol tumah she'ena nozem megaleach aleha, the Nozir is only megaleach on a chatzi lug, not on a Revi'is lug, on a chatzi lug of Dam. So you see that it's not the same. He's a tumah she'nozir Ein megaleach aleha, and the kohen is muzer aleha. The kohen is muzer not to come in contact with the revius of them. So the Balei HaTosfos say that's not a pircha. Basically, the din is that the dam and ameis is metame. The shir is a little different, but basically it's the same din. There's aloch al Moshe Messina, shir ma aloch al Moshe Messina. That in order for the nozer to be megaleach aleha, has to be a chatzilug. You have to have two revius in. But basically, it is a tumah she'nozem megaleach aleha. Therefore, the kohen is muzer aleha. But the Rabbi Natam held that it's a mistake. So that's the famous letter that Rabbi Chaim Kohen sent to Rabbi Natam. Eiz bais hashetivli hashetivnuli ein bais hashrein shameis. Every house in Europe, someone had died at some time or another, and all the kli mateches in the house. There's a fork. There's a spoon. There's a knife. There's always going to be some kli according to other rishonim. Even a beged, anything other than a kli cheres, also has a din of cherev harei kecholo. So every house, a kohen can't enter into any house. Rabbi Natan was not a kohen, so apparently he didn't fully appreciate this chumer that he came up with, that the kohen is muzer on tumas cherev harei kecholo. So his former talmid, Rabbi Chaim Kohen, who didn't live in town anymore, sent him a letter. In the second parak in Bava Basra, the Ramban quotes that letter that Rabbi Chaim Kohen wrote. And the Tosis in Oze quotes it, but that famous line, Eze, Ein Bais Hashem, Shemais, Ein Eze Bais Hashem Tivnoli, I don't think Tosis quotes that Loshen in Nozir, but the Rabban in the second parak in Rabban in the second parak in Baba Basa quotes that letter up Chaklan. So in Shulchan Aruch we pass like against the Rabbi in the time on this.
I think Tosis does quote.
Oh yeah? So the another nafkamina between the Rabbi Natam and Rab Chaim Kohen is regarding Softu Malotzeis. So there the minig always was that Kohanim used to be careful not to come in contact with the Softu Malotzeis, and the Pashtus is that it should really be totally Zebzeh. And the Softu Malotzeis, let's say the mace is in this room and the door is Chaitzeitz Bifnei Atuma. So the Tuma shouldn't go into the hallway. But we're not going to leave the mace here forever. We're going to take the mace out into the elevator downstairs and through the basement, whatever, we're going to take him out of the house, out of the building. So since it's safe to Malotzes, we consider it as if the door is already open and there's already two men in the hallways. Yes, a Shaila and Rashi in Masechus Beitza, where the safe to Malotzes says, Halacha l'Moshe Misina, you're a din de Rabbanon. But whatever it is, there is such a din, a safe to Malotzes. So according to Rabbi Natam, a coin is Muslim on a safe to Malotzes also. And in Shulchan Aruch, they say it should really be told is Ebezeh, but we make a compromise. So if to Malotzes, the meaning always was that the Kohanim used to be careful not to come in contact with the Seif to Malotzes. So Shekadei Shalol Shaber is Aminig, so they leave it like that. That's the Loshen that the Trumas Adeshin has. The meaning always was Kohanim didn't come in contact with the Seif to Malotzes, so that we leave like that. But as far as Cherev Erekah Cholol, that there wasn't a clear cut meaning. So there we Mikra Adin. We paskin against the Rabbi Natan. Paskin that is mutter. Mutter for a coin to come in contact.
Would the Sokolonis just be on the oil of Shacham? You view it as if there's no door there, so it's.
Right.
It's an oil of Shacham, which with your band in Mosar, it's Atzmashal Mes. Wouldn't that be Atzmashal Mes? Because it's.
But Mikra, then there is a door that is Chaitzetz.
So there's a.
Either mid the Rabbanan or Halacha Moshe Misinai, that there is a Tumas Meis. But they consider that an example, a Sof Tum Alot, they consider an example of a Tumas Meis without really Atzma Shal Meis. Because there really is a Dabah Chaitzitz Bifnei Tumah there.
Rabbi Shabtai has an article where he thinks he proved that. I thought he was right, that he proved that the realm doesn't hold the concept of
Sof Tum Alot. Okay.
He thinks every case of Sotumotes, the Ram brings it down as just an Olam Shabbat.
Okay, yeah, but in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted not so.
Yes, but it can't be a kash on the Rambam. That's an Atmoshal Mes, because the Rambam doesn't hold the concept.
What do you mean it can't be a kash on the Rambam?
The Rambam, it's the Rambam Plushim, right? That the coins Muzar are Atmoshal Mes.
The coin is only Muzar Atmoshal Mes, not on Tumas Mes, right?
Right. So this isn't going to be a problem with the Rambam as an example of something which is Tumas Meis and not Atzmashal Meis, because he doesn't hold the concept.
No, it's not a kasha anywhere in the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam holds that it's a mutter for a kain to be mitame and sof to malotzes. But the minig always was lahachmer. So Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Trumas Adeshin, shalo l'shaber es haminig, so we leave that chumra, even on mikra din, we would have really been prepared to be mekel there, because we don't accept the Rabbi in a tam. We do accept this maseches smachas. It could be the Rambam holds that every case of Sof Tum Malotzes is a Tumas oil, okay?
What's the say with the bias? If there's no mace there, that's a Tumas mace with an Etzem Shemace.
Would he have a bias where there's no mace?
What was Rav Chaim Kohen asking?
If someone died in the house and there's silverware and then they took out the mace, but the Cherev Erekah Cholol is still there. So going to Rabbi Natan, the Kohen of Mamuzah, not to go into the house where there's a Cherev Erekah Cholol. Even though the Mishnah says the Nozer, that the Nozer is not Megaleach on Cherev
HaRei Kuchol. Even if he doesn't touch the Cherev HaRei Kuchol, he's in the same oil as the Cherev HaRei Kuchol.
Right,
also,
right.
Also?
Yeah, because it's Metami just like a mace. Cherev HaRei Kuchol is Metami Ba'ohel. If it's a Aviyavos, if the Cherev HaRei Kuchol came in contact with the mace, it's if I went to a funeral and I'm only a Rishon, I'm an Av HaTumah, then I come in contact with a Cherev HaRei Kuchol, I'll make it an Av HaTumah. I won't make it an Aviyavos HaTumah. then it won't be metami ba'il. I myself am not metami ba'il.
But if the silverware was there when the mace was there, then it becomes
so it has the same tumor.
And the house, and it has a din of olam also.
Yeah, yeah.
What
would
be
the
time to the last six parsha where Elazar is told to take the machtos,
Yeah. Yeah. Why should it have a tomb of Chere Rekha Chol?
They were holding Machos Medat, you know?
And
so that's why they would be a
Sreifa.
That's what they were doing.
They were from Africa to Rest. I don't know. Maybe they weren't holding it when they died. Maybe it was on the floor. I don't know. Does it say in Chumash they were holding it when they died? They put Keteris on it. They put Keteris on the Machtas. Maybe the Machtas were on the floor. Don't know. Taisus on the first daf in Baba Kama has an interesting kasha. The Gemara says there that the rule is that by Tumah, told the same has to be Dafka Lavka Yetzibahim. Told the same Lavka Yetzibahim. When the Tumah is transmitted, has to go down a Madrega. So Taisus asked the kasha, you have Cherev Erkechol, it didn't go down a Madrega. So in the same Madrega as it was, the Cherev was Makabal Tumah from a Mei, so the Cherev is Avi Avois. Cherev is mekabel tumah from an av, so the cherev is an av tumah. It doesn't go down a madrega, and that's the rule. Tumah, when it's transmitted, always has to go down a madrega. Has to be dafke till the same latka yaitzibayim. So the Tosis in the Bava Kama, the first half of Bava Kama, answers that there are mishnayis beferish in the beginning of a holos that a cherev harekachol doesn't make another cherev harekachol. So it goes down slightly, goes down a little madrega. It still has the same level of tumah as the thing from which it was mekabel tumah, but there's one slight exception to the rule. They can't make another cherev erekachol that'll be on the same madrig. So it did go down a little bit.
The cherev that killed the man is not any more chomer than
not more chomer than any other kli matechas that touches the mace, right? The Reb and Malki Tzedek and the Pirush HaMishnayis writes that only applies to the cherev with which he was killed. And all the Rishonim say it's against all the Mishnayos. It's not true. It's not true. Cherev Erekechol even goes, if I attended a funeral, I become an av hatumah, and I touch the cherev. I'm not dead, I'm still alive. I touch the cherev, also cherev Erekechol, it becomes an av hatumah. It didn't kill me.
So it can't undergo any tahara process, the cherev that actually.
I think it does have tahara. Yeah, I think it does have tahara, like any other kelim that it told me. You have to have hazor shlishi shvi, and then you tovlen in the mikveh. I think so. Tosfos in Megillah quotes a Rabbeinu Tam who proves a Mishnayis. Gemiri, the Gemara has a lotion. Gemiri, the leka hazor beloy tvilo. Whenever you do hazor on gufa shalodom, so you have to have. So the Gemara is talking about hazor by the Gemara increases daftes and al was talking about on the occasion of Maimon Hasinai. So they brought karbonis. So Moshe Rabbeinu divided the dam. Chatzi adam zarak al mizbech. Chatzi adam he put bagonis and kelim. And then he took the dam and the kelim and he was zorek al b'nei Yisrael. He was zorek on the body of b'nei Yisrael. That's what it says in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, in the Chumash it only speaks about the married people going to mikveh. Because a man is a balkeri, a woman is a palet, a shechva zera, their tumah is kibitzing around, fooling around. And Maimon Hasinai is supposed to be a dead serious occasion. So it wasn't permissible for a Balkari or a Palet to Shechvazera to participate in Maimon HaSinai. So it says, Al Tikshu Alisha Shloshas Yamim, because it's possible that she'll be Palet to Shechvazera up until 3 days later. So the Pasuk in Chumash only speaks about the married people going to Mikveh, so you shouldn't have the issue of a Balkari or a Palet to Shechvazera. What about the single people who are neither Paletus nor Balkari? Do they have to go to mikveh? So the Gemara says, yeah, they didn't need 3 days. 3 days only by the married people. But everybody had to go to mikveh because Gemiri, you have a halacha Moshe Messina tradition, one of the leka hazor below tefillah. Since the Moshe Rabbeinu was zorek the dam on Bnei Yisrael, that's how the Gemara understood. So whenever there's hazor on gufa shalodom, so the person has to be toivel in the mikveh before. So that's how the Gemara knows that you need Tvila for a Ger. Ger Abal is Gar. Everybody needs Tvila. The Chumash, it doesn't say, it only says the married people had to go to Mikveh by Maimon Hasina. But because of this Gemira Deleka Azor Beloi Tvila, that's how we know that everybody had to go to Mikveh. So Rabbi Natam interprets Mishnayis in Parah based on that cloud, that Gemira Deleka Azor Beloi Tvila is not only when you're doing Hazor's Dam from Karbonis on the occasion at the end of Parshas Mishpatim by Yisroel Kal Ha'om, when Moshe Rabbeinu is erk the dam on the people, or Asham Metzora, you put Matan Bohinus, Al Tunuch Chosna Haimonis, Al Ban Yodah Haimonis, Al Ban Ragla Haimonis, he has to be Toivel in the Mikveh in order to be Mekabel the Hazor. But even the Rabbeinu Tam says, even the Hazor's Shlish Shvi, the Hazor's Mei Para, also you need Tvil in the Mikveh. So the Odom Tomei Meis has to go to Mikveh before Hazor Shlishi, to be roy to be mekabel hazor shlishi. Then he has to go to mikveh before hazor shvi to be roy to be mekabel the hazor of shvi. And after hazor shlishi shvi, now he's able to go to the mikveh to become tohor. Right, there was no shlishi shvi.
Right, given yet that then.
Right, the din of tumas meis wasn't given. But that was a different. That was hazor of the dam of the korbanos. That wasn't hazor of meikora. Of Mechantos. The Gemara in Kiddushin has a whole sugi of Mechlala Vato Shemehen, that when you make a Tanai, you learn out all the Mishpatei Tanayim from Tanai Ben Agadim Neiruvin. So the Gemara discusses, do you really need a Tanai Kofel? So it's a Machlek Zatanayim. Do you always need a Tanai Kofel? So the Gemara says, well, over here in Parshas Chukas, everything is spelled out explicitly. If they'll have Hazor Shlishi Shvi, if they have Hazor Shlishi, Bayama Shvi Yitar. And if you won't have Hazor Shlishi, then you can't have Tahara on the Yama Shvi. So everything is, the hen is spelled out, and the lav is spelled out. So the Gemara says, well, it wouldn't be that clear. It does necessarily prove that you have to have hen v'lav, that you have to have everything explicit, and you can't be, that you don't say Mechla lav atoshmeh hen. Maybe over here one would have misunderstood. So in the Hemshech HaGemara, there's an issue of Girsois between the Rambam and the Ravid, and it's a machlokes halacha lemaisa. What if a person had Hazor Shlishi? Instead of later having Hazor Shvi, 4 days later, he waits a week later, he waits more than 4 days. Is the halacha, you have to have exactly, so the way it says in our Gemara, it says you have to have exactly Shlishi and Shvi. Shlishi is labdavke Shlishi, you can't have before Shlishi. Let's say a person attended a funeral, and then he waits a month, and then he goes, then he has the Hazor. So the first Hazor is called Hazor Shlishi. But if you have more than 4 days in between the Shlishi and Shvi, so those are two Girsons in the Gemara. So that's a Machlekes, Halacha L'maisa. What's Taka the Din? Whether two Girsons in the Gemara and Kiddushin, whether that would be valid for Taharas Tumas Meis. And later in the Parsha, the Torah speaks about the death of Miriam. So the Gemara has a statement that a mace also b'hano, because we have a gzera shova. We learn out sham sham e'egla rufa. It says we offer sham se'egla b'nachal. So just like e'egla rufa is also b'hano, so too Miriam is also b'hano. So it says v'tama shemiriam atikov sham. And how do you know that e'egla rufa is also b'hano? So the Gemara says that we know because it says kapel yamche sol shepadisa Hashem. When you bring an egla rufa, so the kohanim from the city have to ask for kapora, and kapora k'si boki kochim. So just like kochim are asabano, so too the egla rufa is asabano, and you learn out sham sham the egla rufa. So the Mishlam Melech writes that he's not so convinced that this is a drosha gemura. Maybe the whole thing is only an asmachta midi rabban. He says that Tosis clearly thinks that it's a real drosha gemura. Tosis assumes that a meis asabano is a din deraisa. Tosis in two different mesichtas just has two opinions regarding or hameis, whether or hameis, but only the basar b'sar hameis is also about no menator. What about or hameis? Also also menator or only also mederabonim? So those are the 2 days in this. But the Mishlam Melech is not so convinced on the whole din. Maybe the whole din of meis also b'ano is only mederabonim. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo says that meis ayakim are also b'ano. And that's a question because the pasuk that is learned out from speaks about Miriam. Miriam was Jewish, so maybe the Meis Asabana only applies to Jewish people. So the Bi'ur Agro quotes a few Marmakimes from Bavli, from Yerushalmi. They're really Mi'ikar Adin and Meis Akama Mutabano. It's a Tesis in the first Perik, and Baba Kama also has Beferish like that. Meis Akama Mutabano.
Why should you think they weren't Mutabano? What would be the curve for thinking that they would be also Bano?
You have a Pasuk, Sham Sham Egla Rufo, that talks about Meis. So we wouldn't distinguish between Meis Yisrael and Meis Yaakov. I think the Torah Tmima has a funny argument. He says if you're going to start to distinguish, so why shouldn't you say only a Novi Shem Meis is also Bano? Because Miriam was a Navi. So if you're going to say that there's a difference between one Meis and another, so maybe only a Navi. That's a little
maybe
funny.
Maybe only a woman.
Yeah, maybe only a woman, maybe not a man. Echetesa. But Meis Yaakov and Meis Yisrael, there are differences. We know there are differences. When you get to Tumah, we assume there are differences. So that's what we assume. Mikra Din, we assume, based on the Bavli and the Rishami that the Vilna Gaon quotes, Mikra Din, Meis Yaakov really are Mutabano. And that's the Tosis in the first Perek Mavu Kam also has like that. Meis Yaakov are Mutabano. And the Ramos Chumra is a Chumra from the Achrayim, that it's not proper to get Hanoa from Meis Yaakov. Yeah, towards the end of the parsha, you have the Gemara has a comment on the pasuk. Al kein yom b'seifim luchamas Hashem es vahei b'sufa. So the pasuk pshat is talking about the luchamas that the Jews had in the midbar when they were traveling to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation that the pasuk is speaking about luchamta shel Torah, that the ha'avu b'no ha'rav talmidai in the middle of learning. So the son and the Talmud are not so careful about being mechaber the Rebbe. When the Talmud has a starke kasha, or when the son has a strong kasha against his father, so he's going to speak with a little chutzpah, he's going to be a mochama. And nasim ke'oivim zelazeh, as if they're enemies to each other. And then after they close all of the svarim, after they finish learning, and no more mechamta shel Torah, the nasim ke'ohavim zelazeh. So the Gemara has this, but derech asmachta, this level of interpretation of the pasuk. Al ken yom b'seifam lachamas Hashem es vahev b'sufa. Es vahev is loshen ahava b'sufa. When they finish learning, so then the ahava comes back and the respect comes back. But while one is in the middle of learning, you have mochamta shel Torah. So it's self understood. There's going to be a little bit of disrespect.
The big books.
Yeah, a Polish goy who wrote memoirs. His memoirs were printed, so he was on that transcontinental train that the Mir Yeshiva went to Vladivostok on that train. So he writes he couldn't figure out what was going on. They were obviously Jewish people, the Yeshiva guys. So when they had the big books were open, they were screaming at each other, very abusive and insulting, and calling each other idiot and farmer, poyer. You don't know what you're talking about. Then when the big books were closed, they were the best of friends. He couldn't understand what was going on. This mamish that what the Gemara describes. They have in the Sefer Chutam Shulosh, that's the official biography of the Chasam Sofer. It's three generations. It's Rabbi Akiva Eger was the father-in-law of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer had three wives, one after the other. The first wife died, the second wife died. So the second wife was the daughter of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And and then the son of the Chasam Sofer, he had a few sons. One son was the Chasam Sofer. So this biography has Chutam Shulosh, has a biography of Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer written by the son, one of the sons of the Chasam Sofer. So they have in the official biography the story when the Chasam Sofer was a bar mitzvah. So his father was a balabasa. He said his own shtikl Torah. He made his own dvar Torah. So he quoted something from his ancestor, great-grandfather, Kosis Yeshuas, by the Marash HaShach, and he disagreed. He explained why he was wrong. It's a sefer on the Zikin. Kosis Yeshuas is on the Zikin. Amunis Etecha Kosis Yeshuas Chachman Sadas is the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. The Gemara says in Bama Madlikin, the six phrases in that pasuk are alluding to that's Rabbi Yudah Nasi composed the Mishnah in such a way, should have six sections. based on that pasuk. So Yeshua says, corresponds to Nezikin. So the father of the Chassam Sofer thought that it was a chutzpah on the part of his son, who was just 13 years old, to speak with chutzpah against the great-grandfather. So he slapped him in public. How do you have the chutzpah to disagree with the great-grandfather? So Rav Nosson Adler was there, so he said, why did you slap your son? He's right. He's right, and the great-grandfather was wrong. So he told Rav Nosson Adler, who was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer as a young child, he told me you should leave your father's home, because whenever you're going to ask Akasha on Rashi, on Tosfos, on the Rambam, on the Gemara, your father's going to slap you. A chutzpah, you're not allowed to ask Akasha. That's how you grow and learn. You have to ask Akasha, and you have to ask with chutzpah also. That's how the Gemara says, you have to ask with a little chutzpah. That's why you have the Hasagas HaRaibid, what are written with such sharp language. That's how you have to have Rizcha Deraisa. You have to speak with a little chutzpah when you're learning. So he left his father's home. It's a very strange chunk of history. He left his father's home right after the Bar Mitzvah. He never went back again. Very strange. Never went back again. Then later in life, the father passed away. He wanted to go visit his mother in Frankfurt, but he already lived out of town. So he realized if he would go back to visit the mother, he wouldn't be able to have tefillah b'tzibur while he's traveling. Unless he would take a whole minion of people with him all the time. He was always makpid from the time of Bar Mitzvah. He's always makpid never to miss tefillah b'tzibur. So he never went back to visit the mother. Also, psadova tamua. These are some of the famous things in the parasha. Oy. Let's see. He left off last week. We were learning Zvachim Dav Chof Amid Beis. So the Gemara continues the bottom of Chof Amid Beis, the top of Chof Alchem and Aleph. So the Gemara has a machloikas Amaroim. How exactly do you do the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim for those who are going to do the Asiyas Paraduma? So three lines from the bottom of Chof Amid Beis. Abchia Rav Yosef is of the opinion Mekadosh B'Klishoros B'Fnim. You do Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim in the Azora, and then you go to the Harazesim, and you don't say that the Yedayim are Nipsal B'Yotze. And Rav Yochanan disagrees, and he says Afilu B'Chutz, Afilu B'Klichol, Afilu B'Mekiddush Al Cheres. You can do the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim outside of the Azora, and normally Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim for the purpose of Hakros Karbonis has to be done either from the Kiyor or from another Klisharis. And here you can use a Klichol, and you don't even have to use a Kli Mateches that's roy to become a Klisharis. He says you can even use a Kiddush Al Cheres. Cheres for sure is not acceptable. You can't make Klisharis from Cheres. From wood is a Machlek Zahatanoim and Sukkah and the Menachas. Whether Kli Cheresh Aleitz is kosher, but whether Kli Shoresh Aleitz is kosher, but Kli Shoresh Al Cheres for sure is not kosher. So the Gemara asks, what kind of a din is that? According to Rabbi Yechanan, you do the Kiddush Adar Aglayim Bachutz B'Klichol Afilu B'Mekiddush Al Cheres. So what is it all about? So the Gemara says, Ehachi, about seven lines from the top of Chaf Al Manam. Ehachi, Lamali the Mikadesh, what do you need the whole Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim for? The whole thing looks like a fake. So the Gemara says, Ke'en Avayda Binu. So when we learned that Gemara, I think I said last week, my impression was that it's only Midi Rabbanon. I thought that the whole Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim is only Midi Rabbanon, because it looks like Avayda Sakarbanas, so they made a Takanas. I saw this morning, the Kevinari says he can't say that. He said it can't be that the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim is only needed Midi Rabbanon. How does he prove it's wrong? So he quotes a Mishnah in Parah that if the Kohanim who did the Asiyas HaParah didn't do Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim, the whole thing is possible by the Evid. So he says, if it's only by the Rabbanan, how can you say it's possible by the Evid? Why not? I don't see what the Echrich is. But that's what he writes. Didn't have a chance to look further to see whether the others agree or disagree. I thought that was the Posh Pshat in Gemara. The Gemara says, it should be Kein Avayda Bina. It should look. I thought it meant that it's Midi Rabban. He says it can't be. And Rabbi Yechanan's din is a din deraisa. But to do Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim, how can it be? But Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim, you have to pour by Mekudoshim. So he says, Rabbi Yechanan also agrees with Rabbi Abraham Yosef, that you have to use Maim Sheniskatshu in the Klishoris in the Azorah. Except whereas Rabbi Abraham Yosef says, you do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim in the Azorah, Bifnim, from a Klishoris. So Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, says, no, it should be Niskadish Bifnim in the Klishoris. Then you take it out, and you can do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim outside, from a Klichol, even a Klichol that's Cheres, not even Roy, to become a Klishoris, but the Maim has to be Niskatshu Bifnim in the Klishoris. Then he asks himself, So why do you need that should be this? Why do you need Maim Kodoshim? But it doesn't have to be Bifnim, and it doesn't have to be from a Klishoris. He doesn't know. But he thinks that what I said is wrong. I thought that it's only by the Rabban. He says he can't say that, because the Mishnah says that it passels by the Yedda.
You take Maim in a Klishoris and then you put it into a Klishoris? Isn't that a bubble, the Kiddush?
I don't think so. Let's say you do Kabbalah Saddam in a Klishoris, and then you pour it into a Klichol. So you can pour it back into a Klishoris and continue and proceed to do the Halacha Saddam and the Zvika Saddam.
Yeah, but you're pouring it back in a Klishoris. You're just leaving it in the Klichoris.
Yeah.
Do we have any other use for water that's in Kiddush and a Klichoris outside the Azara?
No, he thinks that the Kiddush has to be in the Azara.
Right, but let's say it's from Kiddush in the Azara. Is there any other use for water outside the Azara?
Outside of the Azara.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So shouldn't the water be in the Salmi Yotze?
Yeah.
So it has to be there, right? So that it's kosher for the Azara for this. Otherwise, you have a Puzzle Mentor and you're still making use of Midir Ban. Unless there's something wrong with that.
Because maybe the whole need for Kiddush and Raglaim is only Midir Ban. Why is he so convinced that it can't be? Karen says it can't be that the whole need for Kiddush and Raglaim is only the Rabbanon, because why would it pass over the Yedin? Why not? I don't know. That was his feeling.
How's Kiddush on the water shine?
No Kiddush on the water.
But he said, you need
my.
No.
Karen assumes that even Rabbi Yechanan doesn't disagree with Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef.
So if you say it's the Rabbanon, stop then. You say it's Zerubana, then the water's not, then it's just has to look like something.
Yeah, that's his assumption. It has to be, he's Mechadish. Rabbi Yechon also agrees, it has to be Niskadish and a Klishoris Bifnim, and then you take it out. That's a Mechudish Dika assumption. I don't know. So then the Gemara had us, okay, so that was the Gemara on the top. Karen Oria says what I said was wrong, okay. The Gemara says, "Bolu malakadish yodav ragla bikia." What if instead of taking water from the kiyah, pouring on your hands and on your feet, you dip in your hands and your feet into the kiyah? Is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara is mesupik. So the Gemara brought a raya that it says in the brayse when you nud kiddush dai raglayim v'akrobas karbonus and beis hamikdash, and if you're going to bring karbonus shelo ruchutz yadai raglayim, the Mishnah says. It's possible b'di'evet. It's machal avoid. It's possible b'di'evet. So even if you were teufel in a mei mar, even if you were teufel your whole body, you didn't do kiddush and raglaim, but you were teufel your whole body from head to toe in a mikveh. So it says that cannot substitute. So it sounds like you teufel your whole body in a mikveh. It's not acceptable because the mikveh was never in the Scottish and the klisharis. The water in the mikveh was not in the Scottish, and the mikveh is not in klisharis. But if you would be teufel your hands. Yod v'raglif in a kior, it sounds like it would be good. Do me the being teufel. If you tov your body in a mikveh, it's no good, but if you tov your hands in the kior, it sounds like it is good. Gemara says, not necessarily. You can't really prove it. So it's a blight on it by the leif shita in the Gemara. So how do you pass on the halacha? So the Rambam very often has this. Whenever the Gemara has an abayit leif shita, so the Rambam will write, you're not allowed to do it l'chatchil, but b'diyeved, the korban is accepted. Because it'll be a safik chulam azar. If you're going to repeat the korban, be a safik. So he says, but the evidence kosher. So here the Rambam is a little strange. The Rambam first writes, it's absolutely no good. The din is you have to rachzo mimenu velo betocho. Like the Gemara has the drasha. Should I say mimenu amarachmane velo betocho? Or dil mafila betocho? So the Rambam says, the din is mimenu velo betocho. But the evidence kosher. The Rambam should have said that it's a safik. So the chatchili shouldn't do him, but yeah, but it's kosher. So the Kevinari points out, he doesn't understand why the Rambam presents it as if it's a vadai no good. Men of a lobotok should have said it's a suffix. So but yeah, but it's good. Strange. Then on this, the Kevinari quotes, there's a Tosus and a Rosh. In the beginning of Perek HaLabas, you have all the dinim up until the Sedaim for bread, for eating bread in a meal. So there they quote from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos that you can either do Netilas Yadayim for bread, either pouring from the cup on your hands, or you can dip your hands into the cup. Based on this Gemara, how do you see based on this Gemara? Because it's only a Xeris HaKosu by Kiyor. By Netilas Yadayim, there is no Xeris HaKosu one way or the other. So by Kiyor, there's a Pasig Men of Elo Betocho. So only by Kiyor it's a Sufik. But by Netilas Yadayim, there's no Pasig. So there's no suffix, so for sure it's good. Maybe for sure it's no good. Maybe it's the same in Bayit Lev Shita.
Kein
deraisa. Kein deraisa. Yeah, just like here, you need nesina. When mesupik, they need dafke nesinas mayim. Or is it, if you dip your hands in, it's also good. Maybe it should be the same suffix. Why was it so poshut to the halachas gedolos?
Doesn't the Rambam hold you don't really need
to ever use the kiyor anyway? The Gemara says any klisharis is good.
Right, so... If you want to be yotze the mitzvah in a milk farm using being mekadesh with the kiyor, so you have to be medical sofo.
Yeah.
In the evet, it's no worse than any other kishar. It's no worse than doing kishar with lamb any other way. That's what I thought the Rambam meant. Meaning, you're yotze kishar with lamb, but you just want to be yotze even a kiyor.
The Ramban on Chumash, that's what we mentioned, Ramban on Chumash, quoted the Rambam as if he said that Lachatchil is supposed to do Kiddush Na'aranglam Dafke Mitzvah Numaramavcha to do with the Kiyor, and but yet if we do any Klisharis is good. So the Ramban asked, it's against the Mishnah in Yuma, that the Kengodol on Yom Kippur used to be Mekadosh from a different Klisharis, not from the Kiyor. So how can the Rambam say that the Mitzvah, the more correct way to do the Mitzvah is Dafke the Kiyor? So he mentioned that Rav Soloveitchik said he didn't think that the Ramban read the Rambam correctly. Rama didn't say it's a mitzvah lechatchil to do the kiddush in the kiyor. It says lechatchil, you have to have mayim sheniskatcha b'kiyor. Lechatchil, the mayim should be niskatcha b'kiyor. Then that's what they used on Yom Kippur for the kangaroo. They took mayim from the kiyor in a different klisharis, and he poured it from the other klisharis on his hand. But the water was niskatish b'kiyor. So that the Rama says lechatchil, you should use water that was niskatish b'kiyor. But you don't really have to do, there isn't even al-chatchila to do it by the kiyor. You can do it by any klisha, that's even good l'chatchila. Ramban disagrees with all Ramam. He understood the Ramam is saying, you need l'chatchila the kiyor, and he says, Yom Kippur is a pirche. Why should they do Yom Kippur? Because of the tircha of the kangaroo, to go back and forth, so they were makel that you shouldn't do it in the fashion l'chatchila. So he says, the whole thing is incorrect. So everyone agrees that it's mutar l'chatchila to do kiddush na'am raglayim from a different klisharis. Doesn't have to be the kiyor. So that's strange what they quote from the halachas gedolos that by netilas yadayim, the mechaber quotes the machloikas. It's in netilas yadayim if you dip your hands into the kli. So they quote the halachas gedolos says that it is good. How did he see it from this gemara is very problematic. Doesn't really say it in the gemara.
Tosfos.
Yeah. The Tosfos is there in Chulin, yeah.
So it might say if you have no keli, you should do that. If you have no keli,
No, you can dip your hands in a mikveh, that everyone agrees. That everyone is masking to that. Whenever you have tumas hayadayim, if you dip your hands in a mikveh of memsor, for sure that's good. But what if I dip my hands in a kli that doesn't have memsor? It only has a revius. So just like if you pour the revius on your hands, that would be good enough. So if you dip your hands into the mime, is also good. What do you say? No. You have to dafke have nesina with korach gavra.
We're talking about that, right?
We're talking if you dip your hands in the kli. If you dip your hands in a mikveh, that's mishnah, he said it's good. Or yodo achas benetilo v'yodo achas b'mikveh. Let's say he'll dip a right hand in a mikveh and the left hand he'll pour water on. So that's also acceptable. It's not a locha that the both hands have to become tor in the same fashion. One can be ayidei tvila in a mikvah bem sor. One can be ayidei an nesinas mayim. He's talking. He dips
bread.
His hands in a kli.
Yeah, for bread.
For bread. For takana derabanan. Yeah.
So
lemaisa,
if somebody's in a situation where he can't use the kli for some reason, if it's a kli, he could why don't you use the kli?
So use the kli.
But let's say it's attached. It can't be lifted up. It's too heavy. So is it better to put your hand in?
I think so. Yeah, I think we pass on that it is good. I think Shulchan Aruch they do accept this bar. I think so. The next Gemara is very complicated, very hard to read, especially if you can't read well. So that's why the Kerenari writes, it's a sugya stuma over here. So the Gemara sounds like it presents three different opinions of the Amoraim. What's the story with the Mehakir? Let's see. Right in the middle of Chof Aleph and Aleph. Amar Abchir Ba Yosef, Mehakir Nibsalim Lematirim Kematirim, Leivorim Keivorim. What's the dos matirim? So the Gemara says Anun Vav, Rashi and Taisis start off the same. They don't end up the same, but they start off the same. The Gemara said Anun Vav, Dam Nipsal Bishkiya Sachama. If you have dam from a korban that remains in the klisharis after shkia, becomes posel. And if you have kachikachim and you leave them, or if you have emurim, even emurim of kachim kalim, the Mishnah says have the status of kachikachim, so they become nifsal min haTorah when it comes alos haShachar of the next morning. Nifsal belina is with alos haShachar. So you have to have kiddush adayim raglayim in order to do zrikas hadam. You have to have kiddush adayim raglayim in order to do haktoris emurim on the mizbeach. Haktoris emurim can be done balaylo, and nisach hayayin can be done balaylo, but the dalad avodas hadam and the dalad avodas by a mincha that are parallel to the dalad avodas hadam, including the haktoris hakoymetz, because that's parallel to the zrikas hadam on the mizbeach. So the dalad avodas that are machshav every kum, those have to be done by yom. So the first Amor in the Gemara, Abchir Ba Yosef, comes up with the Chiddush. If you have a Kiyor, the Mishnah in Yuma says, the Gemara quoted that Mishnah in Yuma, that Ben Kotin, the Mishnah says that Zecha Tzadik Levrocha, Mishay Mishayim Yirkab. Some people went down in history as Tzadikim, they made major donations for the Beis HaMikdosh, and other people didn't want to share their knowledge and share their wealth, so we curse them, we say, Shem Rasham Yirkov. Yirkov, Poshet Pshat, means Yikov. He should be cursed. So the Mishnah says that this Ben Kotin, he made two takonas. He made one takonah, he made that 12 Kohanim, he made the Kiyor so big, 12 Kohanim could do Kiddush Naraglaim simultaneously. And he made another takonah, he made this pulley system to lower the Kiyor. It sounds like there was a simple pshat in Gemara, that there was a bare mayim in between Ben Hulam al Mizbech, that's where the kiyor was. It sounds like there was a bare mayim there. So they would lower it in the middle of the night before Alos HaShachar. So the Mehakir should not be Nifsal Belina. On the assumption the Mehakir is Nifsal Belina. The Gemara said before on the previous daf, if a person did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and he's doing avodah all night long, he has the night shift, and he does till 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning is already after Alos HaShachar. So do you say that the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, his hands become Nifsal Belina? So that was Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says, not a problem. There's nothing to be Nifsal Belina. His hands are Tohar. He did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. If he can stand on his feet for 10 days in a row, it's physically impossible. If he can stand 10 days in a row and he did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim on the first day, he can continue to do avodah up until 10 days later. And Rebbe disagrees and he says, no, the hands become Nifsal Belina. Yeah. And there was a machloikis Abaye v'Rove, this din of Rebbe. Is this a din d'Oraisa or is this a din d'Rabban? So Abaye said, it's only a din midrabbanan. It doesn't make sense that it should be a din deraisa. What nifsal belina? Korbanis kachikachim on nifsal belina might have come alos hashachar. I did the kiddush adayim raglayim and I dried my hands off. So what's nifsal belina? The hands are nifsal belina. So the whole thing is only midrabbanan. That's pashup pshat. Abai said it's only a din midrabbanan, and Rabbi disagreed. And Rabbi sounds like he held no. It's a real din deraisa. Where was that? That was on the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph. Rav Amar, Abai says it's only by the Rabbanan, and Rav holds that it's a real din d'oraisa. Yeah. Our Gemara, it's interesting. If you hold like Abaye, that the whole machlekes Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, and Rebbe is in Gansan a din midrabbanan. Where does a din midrabbanan come from outer space? Yesh meyayim. Where did they get it from? Usually, he said, "Called the tikkun rabbanan came there." I said tikkun. So the Gemara sounds like it says, if you have mei hakir, the mei hakir is niskadish and nikir. The kir is a klisharis. So there you have a heftza of something was niskadish and a klisharis. So that's why I have to talk about nifsa belina. That makes sense to say nifsa belina. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechanan Ilfo learned Bechavrusa together. Montanus tells the story. They were both learning Bechavrusa, and then they were so poor, they both decided to leave the yeshiva and to go into business and to make a little parnasa. And then when they were traveling, then they had a break from the traveling to have a sandwich. And then they sat down under a bridge to eat. And Rabbi Yechanan heard the angels talking among themselves, "We should kill him, because they're leaving the yeshiva to waste the time to be Isaac and Parnassah." So Rabbi Yechanan said, "Did you hear that?" So Ilfa said, "Hear what?" He didn't hear anything. So Rabbi Yechanan understood that only the message was from him and not for Ilfa. So Rabbi Yechanan said, "I changed my mind, I'm going back to the yeshiva." So Ilfa traveled around the world and he became a millionaire. He went to business, and Rabbi Yechanan went back to the yeshiva and he learned more, and then they appointed him as the Rosh Yeshiva. Then when Ilfa came back, he said, "He's the Rosh Yeshiva. I knew how to learn better than him. I could have been the Rosh Yeshiva." So then he said, the Bochum said, "Yeah, but you're in business. You're a balabas. What do you know how to learn?" So he told the Talmidim, "You ask me any shaila, and I'll be poshed from an off in a Mishnah." So they asked him, Toseftis. He wasn't in the yeshiva a whole year because he was traveling around the world making money. They asked him all the shailas from the Toseftis, which he wasn't familiar with, and he was medayik everything from the Mishnah. So he was able to figure out all the dinim. So this Ilfa was a big Talmid Chacham, even though he decided to end his career in learning and go into business. Rabbi Yechanan quotes in the name of Ilfa that the same machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon, whether the hands, whether lina passels on the hands, applies to the mehakir, whether the mehakir become nipsal. The same machlekes, but it's not the same, because by the hands, Abaye and Rabbi had a machlekes. Abaye says that the whole thing is only midi rabbanon. Could even be that Rabbi also agrees that it's only midi rabbanon. But Abai Beferi seems to hold that the whole din of Rebbe, that the lina pasels, the kiddush adayim raglaim, is only mid the rabbanon. Could be Rav also agrees it's only mid the rabbanon. But on the mehakior aliba de Rebbe, Rashi says that'll already be a din deraisa, because the mehakior is a chefza, that it was niskadosh b'kedushas klishor, is because the water was placed into the kir, adai to the hochi, that it should become kadosh. So there, there's room to say that it's absurd, I say. So Rabbi Yechanan quoted in the name of Ilfa that the same machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, whether the Yodayim become nipsal belina, will apply to the mehakir. Same machlekes, but it's not the same. The Yodayim is a din derabbanan, and the mehakir is a din deraisa. So the pasha pshat is that called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun. The Braisa quotes machlekes Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Whether Kiddush Adayim Raglaim becomes Nifsal Belina or not, that's on Yutes on the base, that's on the level of the Rabbanan. You can extrapolate from that the same two Tanaim had a Machlekes on the level of their Isa, where the Mehakira is Nifsal Belina. So Blazer, Rebbe holds that Mehakira is Nifsal Menatura Belina. So called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun, said they made it then that even the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim also becomes Nifsal Belina. But that part is only Midir Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds there never was such a din derais in the first place, that the Meyakir should become Nifsal Belina. So they never, so there's no came derais at Tikkun. So it wouldn't make sense to say that the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim should become Nifsal Belina. It doesn't extend from any din derais.
I think some of the Rebbeim said that since the Meyakir are a hechsher for the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, so they can't have a din greater than what we say for Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, whereas other lina is just from the
Chepta
itself.
Here,
it's a hefsher for the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim of the coin.
So therefore, what?
So it can't be more chumra than the hefsher for what it's it's only hasher, it's not the nevoda on its own.
So therefore what?
So it has the same din as the coin, whatever the coin is.
Means only midirabbanan.
Yeah, it'll only be whatever the coin, whatever is good for the
this I see. I didn't go through all the tesis. Rashi has like this. Rashi says that even though Rebbe Shita that Yodai become Nifsobelina, Kiddush Daragaim becomes Nifsobelina, that's only with the Rabbanon, but on the Mehakir, Rebbe would apply Benatar. That's the Rashi on the base. And Chofal from base, Rashi says like that. So I understood, but Rabbi Yechon quoted in the name of Ilfo that the same Achleikus applies to the Yodai and to the Mehakir. They asked him, does the Mehakir become Nifsobelina or not? There's more reason to say that it should become Nifsobelina. It was in Scottish, it's a Chefto Shel Kedusha. It was in Scottish and the Klisharis. It makes sense to become Nifsobelina. The Adayim doesn't make any sense to become Nifsobelina. So I thought that when Ilfi said, yeah, Kamachlek is Bezu, Kachmachlek is Bezu, means called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there. I said, Tikkun. The root of the Machlek is Rebbe Rablos, Rebbe Shimon really is by the Mehakir. That's a machloikas on the level of the Raisa. And then Rebbe holds that there is such a din the Raisa, so you can extend it, called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein the Raisa Tikkun. There's room to say that even the Kiddush Adar Raglan become Nifsobelina. According to Rav Loz Rav Shimon, there's no din the Raisa to begin with, so there's nothing to extend. So the Gemara quoted here this Mishnah from Yuma, that when Kotin made a takana, this pulley system, to lower the kier into the be'er. That's a Pash Peshat. There was a Be'er Ben Hulam Alam Mizbech. It never says it anywhere in Mishnayis Midos that there was a Be'er. But that's how Rashi and Taisa seem to learn. Is to lower it every day in order that it shouldn't become Nifsobelina. And what would happen if it would already become Nifsobelina? What they have to. So when does it become Nifsobelina? Alois HaShachar. Is to lower the whole Kiyor so the water in the Kiyor was submerged under the level of the water of the Be'er. So it should prevent it from becoming Nifsobelina. What if they would miss it? They wouldn't lower it before Alos HaShachar. So lower it after Alos HaShachar. So it'll be Nifsobelina. Why don't you make Hashoke? If you have Maim Tmeim, or you have Maim Shuvim, and you do Hashoke, that makes it Oysa. Why can't you do Hashoke? So that's the Tosis quotes from the Gemara. Tosis HaChof Aleph and Aleph. The little Tosis, Dibra Maschol Kiyor. There are three Tosis in Kiyor. So the middle one, the smallest of the three, this is quotes a Gemara Pesachim, Ein Zvi Ela Hegdash. Pirish. Hai dem hani shiku ala maim haina koyim shen nifsulu. The lach shen nifsulu, then it's not going to help. They had to lower the kiyar before it became nifsulbalina. So when exactly does it become nifsulbalina? So, the Taisus Chof Aleph and Aleph. There are three Taisus and they begin with the same word, kiyar. So the middle Taisus, the smallest of the three. If you have to lower the kier and submerge the water in the kier under the mei habeer before it becomes nifsobelina to prevent it from becoming nifsal. But if you didn't lower it early enough and the water already became nifsobelina, then it's not going to help if you're going to lower it. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara that there's no zriel hegdush. That's a shala and that's sugim sochem daf lamadam knows real hegdush. That's a real din deraisa. That's a din rabban. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos there. Whatever it is, the Tosfos says that's the reason why they had to do the lowering. The pulley system had to do before Alos HaShachar, before it becomes nifsobelina. If you wait till it ready becomes nifsol, so it's too late. Then it's not going to help you. You have to throw it out. You have to throw out the water in the kira. You can't use it again. So the first Madama, the Gemara seems to have three shittas here. First Madama, Chia Bar Yosef says, you need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim to do Avodah Bayom. You need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim to do Avodah Balayla. Avodah Bayom are the Dalar Avodah Saddam by Korbanus Behema and Oif, and the Dalar Avodah by Mincha that are parallel to the Dalar Avodah Saddam. And then Nisocha Yayin can be done Balayla. And Haktar is morning can be done balayla. So for that, you also need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. And if he's going to do it, Shlover Chutz Yadayim Raglayim, the rabbi, that will be done bipsul. It won't be kosher. So the first mandama says that just like Dam Nifsal Bishkiya Sachamam, and if you do Haktar Samincha, Haktar Samincha is the fourth of the Dalar Avodis of the Mincha, That's parallel to the fourth of the Dalai Rabbi's Adam, of the Zrikas Adam. The Haktoris and Murim, that's Baal Kosha Baal Laila. Haktoris HaKoimetz, that's parallel to the Zrikas Adam. That's Machsha the Korban. So those avoidas that have to be done by Yom, so then the din dam nifsal b'shkiyah sachama carries over also to the koimetz. The koimetz also has to be korev by Yom. Haktoris HaKoimetz has to be by Yom, like Zrikas Adam has to be by Yom. So just like dam nifsal b'shkiyah sachama, so the koimetz for the purpose of Haktorah also nifsal b'shkiyah sachama. So if you have mei hakiyor and the shoka olav achama, you have to, according to the first mandomer, you have to lower the kiyor into the bear before the shkia. So at the moment of shkia, that's when the psul is chal on the dam and on the komets. And just like the dam is nifsal the shkia sachama, the komets is nifsal, so the mei hakir will also be nifsal the shkia sachama for the purposes, if you wanna use that mei hakir to doing kiddush daim ragam, to do an avoda bayayim, so you can't use that water. But if you want to do kiddush daim ragam for the purpose of haktoris emurim balayla, or for the purpose of nisach hayayim balayla, that's kosher balayla. So then the dam is not then the mei hakir will not be nisal b'shkiyah.
So
they had to lower what? So they had to lower the kiyah twice. They had the pulley system said lower the kiyah before shkiyah for 5 minutes, and then they took it back up after the shkia. It takes a few minutes for the whole shkia. Right? So they lower it every day before the shkia, and then pick it up again, because they didn't want the water and the kier to become nifsal for the purpose of using the water for kiddush naim raglayim to do an avodas hayom. Which avodas hayom? The avodas hayom for tomorrow. The avodas hayom for today you can't do after the shkia. It means if he'll want to do an avodas hayom for tomorrow, he won't be able to. But for tomorrow, even if he did the Kiddush Daim Raglaim before the Shkia, according to Rebbe, the Daim become Nipsal with Belina. So that's only Midirabbanan. But this is a Mocham, and this is a Din Deraisa. This will be a Din Deraisa. That's what it sounds like. This will be Mocham. So, and then they had to lower, the Kiyar a second time before Alos HaShachar. Because the moment of Alos HaShachar makes the psul of Lina on the Eivorim. So for the purpose of Haktaris Emurim, you have to have Kiddush Daim Raglaim. So you can't use water and the kir that was Nifsal Belina at Alos HaShachar. So I had to lower it twice. That's what it sounds like he says.
Why couldn't you just keep it down?
I'll keep it down. So if you keep it down, let's say a Koyin wants to do Haktaris Emurim at night, and he comes into the Beis HaMikdash 9 o'clock at 10 o'clock at night, he didn't do Kiddush Daim Raglaim. So there's no kir. The kir is submerged under the bear. So you have to enable Kohanim to do Kiddush Daim Raglaim Balayla in order to do Avodah Zarah Kosher Balayla.
Is somebody doing that? Or every kind, like Kohen came in, he had to do the Emurim, so he took it up and they had to put it down again.
I mean, each time an individual time. Could be. We'll see. The Poshib Shat is the first Madama says there were two moments of time that they had to have the Kiyar submerged. One is the moment of Shkia. That's for Mekir Nefsalim Lamatirin. Kim Matirin. Lamatirin means the Zrikas Adam or the Haktoris HaKoimetz. That's the Matirin. The Dalal Avoid is Adam. So the last Avoid is the Matirin. So the dam is nifsal b'shkiyah sachama, so the mayim is nifsal b'shkiyah sachama. And le'evorim, for haktoris evorim, of anisal hayayin, is kevorim at the moment of lina, that's alos al-shachar. So they had to have the kiyah submerged at these two moments of time. Chizdoma aflamatirim, ein nifsalim elabamud al-shachar. Chizdo says, senito azazach, that the dam is nifsal b'shkiyah sachama, that's a gemara nunvav. When you're talking about psul lina is only the moment of alos al-shachar, For both. So all night long, they only had to lower the kiyar once. The moment before Alos HaShachar, and they leave it there for 5-10 minutes, then they bring it up again. And the third opinion is, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, sounds like it's the third opinion, kiyar, kiyar sheshokoi, shuv einam aleihu. They had to be mashkia, the kiyar, into the bear 5 minutes before the shkia, so they left it all night long. So if a Kohen walks into the Beis HaMikdash 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, he wants to do Aktor. He wants to do either Nisach HaYayin, Aktor Zemur, there's no Mayim to do Kiddush Dayim Raglai. There's no Mayim to do. So you can use another Kli Shavuos. The whole Kiyur was submerged. They have to take a different Kli Shavuos and turn on a faucet somewhere and be Mekadosh it. But
they can dip it into the Kiyur.
Why did they leave it all night long? What's the pshat from Rabbi Yechon? They left it all night long. So the Gemara first thinks that it's not only the moment of Shkia and the moment of Alos HaShachar, any moment in the middle of the night is also Pasels. So then you can't take, so any coin is going to show about 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You can't take another klisharis and fill it up with water and be Mekadoshit. It'll be Nifsabalina is not only, if you say like Rav Chizkiya, Nifsabalina is only the moment of Alos HaShachar. So as long as it's not at that moment of Alos HaShachar, but Rabbi Yechanan holds like the first Mandoma. But the first Mandoma says there are only two moments of time, moment of Shkia and the moment of Alos HaShachar. So Rabbi Yechanan says the whole night long. So a Kohen shows up in the middle of the night can't do Kiddush Dayim Raglav. Shrek Digmar. But we know it's not true, because we had Rabbi Yechanan was quoted on the previous daf as saying, he has seven lines from the bottom of Chof Amin Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kiddush Yodav Raglav, the Trumas Hadeshim. Trumas Hadeshim is, the Kiddush Yodayim Raglav for Trumas Hadeshim is normally done before Alos HaShachar. They did Trumas Hadeshim at Kreis HaGever. So Kreis HaGever is a question. Is it Alos HaShachar? Is it a little before Alos HaShachar? And sometimes they did Trumas Hadeshim at Chatzais, and sometimes they did it before Chatzais. So the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim to do the Trumas Hadeshim was always done before Alos HaShachar. So when it comes to Alos HaShachar, should be Nifsal Balina? Rabbi Yechon says no. Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, Trumas Hadeshim, L'mocher Ein Esoch L'Kadesh, Shekvar Kiddush Metchilas Havoidah. So the Gemara says, how do you explain that? So Abaye said that the whole din of Rebbe, that the Lina Pasels and Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, there's only a Chumra Midrabanan. So here, they never introduced the Chumra Midrabanan. That's the Pashim Shat in the Gemara. That Abaye said it's only Midrabanan. Rabbi held no, it's on the level of their eyes. Could be a Rabbi also agrees only Midrabanan, but Abaye surely only holds that it's only Midrabanan. So the Gemara says, how can you say, Freg Digmar, the Meimra here, is six lines from the bottom of Chof Aleph Manav. The Meimra, the Avod is Halayla, Nami, Loichazi. The Kiyur was submerged under the Meha Mayon, under the bear, all night long. And you can't take another Klisharis to make Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, because it's not just the moment of Shkia and the moment of Alos HaShachar, the whole night long, any minute, in the middle of the night, is Pasels Balina. Every minute puzzles. So the Gemara says, how can it be? For Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishmei Dilfa, Kiyur Shalosh Shokam Iberev, Mikadosh Men, Ola Boides Halayla, Lamachar Enim Mikadosh. That was Rabbi Yechanan said on the previous daf. He said like that. If you did Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim for Trumas Hadeshin, so you don't have to repeat it again tomorrow morning. That's Tchilas Avoida for tomorrow morning. So you see that there is such a possibility of doing Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim by Laila. How can Rabbi Yechanan say the third Shita that all night long, any moment in the middle of the night, it passes Balina? Any moment, not just the one moment of Shkia and then one moment of Alos HaShachar. Any minute in the middle of the night that the Meha, Mayim, Kudoshim, and the Klisharis becomes Nifsa Balina? So the Gemara says that can't be Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. So what is the third Shita? Sounds like there are three Shitas here. So the Gemara, no, he never meant that. Mayenim alei nami dekamar lavoides hayoyim. No, he didn't mean kiyum sheshaka shuv enim alei. You leave the kiyor submerged under the be'er all night long. No, that's impossible. Enim alei means lavoides hayoyim. If you do the kiddush yodayim raglayim balaylo, it'll be possible for avoides hayoyim, but for avoides halayla, it will be good. Freg the Gemara. Avla avaydus halayla ma'ay, what the din chazi, then it would be good. So then he's saying the same as the first madama. So how do you say that there are three shittas? Comes out there are only two shittas. You should say, Amar Abchia by Yosef, Mekir Nipsan Lamatim Kematim Laivarim Kevarim. And she said, "Vichein Amar Rabbi Yechanan." Why do they quote Rabbi Chizda? Then they quote Rabbi Yechanan in the third sheet. Rabbi Yechanan said the same as the first Madama. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Yehochi, if you're going to reread the statement of Rabbi Yechanan, my Einam Mekadosh means Einam Aleil means he can't do Kiddush and Ayin Raglaim at night. There's a Mayim is Nimsalim Belina for Avodas Hayayim. So it's the same as the first Ayin Rabbi Chia by Yosef. And for the Gemara, you're right. He says the same. But there's a slight difference between the two. Ikad benai, gzeira shikua. That what? The Rabbi Yechanan is afraid that if you're going to... The first mandama says, you lower the kiyar twice, right before the shkia for 10 minutes, and then you take it back up. And then you lower the kiyar again, right before Alos HaShachar for 10 minutes, and you take it back up. And Rabbi Yechanan recommends, it's a gzeira shikua. If you're going to leave out the kiyar all night long, then... They didn't have watches, so how are they going to know when it's right before Alos HaShachar? So he makes a gzeira. Once you put the kiyar submerged under the be'er, once you do the hashaka to prevent it from becoming nifsa balinas, so you have to leave it all night long because of the gzeira shikua. You're afraid that you're going to forget in the morning. And the first madama says no. You lower the kiyar for the 5 minutes right before the shkia. Then you lower the kiyar 5 minutes at the moment of Alos HaShachar. You don't have to worry about in between. Rabbi Yechanan is worried about in between. Why is he worried? So Rashi explains the top Rashi on the base, on Chaf Aleph on the base. The cave on about eight, nine lines into the Rashi. Cave in the Kaddish Luhu Biklishar, since the water was in the Kaddish, Mitzvah l'shomron kishar kochim. There's a pasuk kishmart mishmeres truma isayin. The pasuk speaks about truma. Mishmeres truma isayin. So the Gemara said mishmeres means you should be careful. It shouldn't become the kabel tuma. It shouldn't become hoilach libud. It shouldn't become nifsad. So Rashi writes on the first daf in Chulin, if there's a din of mishmeres by truma, it's kavuchamid that there's a din of mishmeres by kochim. Certainly have to be careful to see to it that it shouldn't become nifsal. So that's what he says over here. Rabbi Yechanan holds gzeira shikua. You have to leave the kiyor shakua in the be'er all night long, because he may by mistake, if you'll take it up 5 minutes after the shkia and then you put it down again 5 minutes before Alos HaShachar, he may make a mistake. It's very hard to know when is Alos HaShachar. Even if you have a watch, it's not everybody knows when it's Alos HaShachar.
You're not allowed to throw away the water either.
You'll cause it to become nifsal, then you have to throw it away.
That's not right.
That's a violation of Mishmeres, the original din. That's where Rashi is using the Lashon.
So if a Kohen comes in at night now, he has to take water from in the Klishoris.
He has to take a new Klishoris and the Mekadosh's hands, and he can only do Avodas Laila with that. That Kiddush Yedai Raglaim won't be acceptable for doing Avodas Hayom. But that's a problem. But Rabbi Yechanan said the fair is not so. Rabbi Yechanan said to Dafim before, if you do Kiddush Yedai Raglaim for Trumas Hadeshen, you can do the Avodah tomorrow morning also. Why? Because the whole din that Lina Pasos by Yadai Mazah, Abai says the Hez, but it's only the Rabbanon. And Kiddush and the Trumas Hadeshen is the Tchilas Avodah. That's the beginning of the Avodah for tomorrow morning.
Trumas Hadeshen, that's when he put it on the floor. And yeah. That's a deraisa.
That's a deraisa every single day. You have to do
it. It wouldn't apply. I mean, you can't answer it because of a
Kumar deraisa. He has to have Kiddush Adari Avodah to be able to do the Trumas Hadeshen. But then the next step, Rabbi Yechanan said, and once you did Kiddush Adari Avodah doing Trumas Hadeshen, Trumas Hadeshen is really the beginning of tomorrow morning's Avodah. So then the Din de Rabbanon that the Din de Rabbanon that Lina Pasol, the Kiddush Dai Raglaim, doesn't apply over here, because this is the Trilas Avodah. That's what he says. He says Lina is only with the Rabbanon and with the Rebbe, because this is Trilas Avodah. Yeah. So that the lino doesn't pass on the yadayim, because it's Tchilos Avodah. But according to this Gemara, if he uses water balayla, all the water balayla is pasul. Every moment of Laila pasul's balina, not just the moment of Shkia and the moment of Alos HaShachar. The way we're saying now, the third opinion, all night long.
You shouldn't be allowed to do the
Avodah Sayyam. Shouldn't be allowed to do the
Avodah Sayyam with it. But that's the answer prior now. I mean.
But the water was no good. The water was puzzled.
But once you say it's good, it's good.
But it's only good for Avodah Sayyam. It's not good for Avodah Sayyam.
It's Avodah.
But the Avodah of Kiddush of Truma Sadeshan is Avodah Sayyam. So for that Avodah is good. But for the Avodah in the morning is no good. So the Gemara, that's the next Kasha. The Gemara asked that the next Kasha. The next line, Rabbi Yochanan, on the top line of Alpha and Beis, how does this correspond? Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Odeh the Truma Sadesh and Lamachar in Tzach L'Kashka Kiddush Mitchilas Avodah. So the Gemara says, how can it be? He just said that all night long there's a psul of Lina every moment of the night time. So what did he say? Bishleim Ale Rav the Mukim Lahi Kirab Lozeb Rav Shimon. Rabbi said that this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yodav L'Trumas Adeshen, Mocher Ein Tzoch L'Kadoshka, why not? That's only Aliba the Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon who says that Lina doesn't pass the Kiddush Adai Raglaim. So that statement was Aliba the Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. But if the din would have been like Rebbe, so then it wouldn't help. If he did Kiddush Adai Raglaim for Trumas Adeshen, he'll have to do again when it comes the morning. Because the Kiddush Adai Raglaim that he did at night is no good. So Bishleim Ele Rabbi the Mukim like that statement of Rabbi Yochanan is only a Libra the Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon is Hoki Rebbe. The statement over here that Rabbi Yochanan says all night long you leave the Kiyor Shakua submerged under the bear and he got to do Kiddush Adai Raglaim from a different cliche race and it's only good for Avodas Halayla. Okay, so that's a Libra the Rebbe. And the other statements, I'll leave it to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. El Labaye, Rabbi said, not so, Rabbi said, the whole din of Rebbe, that Lina passes on Kiddush Adai Raglaim is only with the Rabbanon. So they never made the Chumrah, if he did the Kiddush Adai Raglaim for the Tchilos Avodah, for the Truma Sadesh. El Labaye, Limokim Loki Rebbe, Kasha de Rebbe, Ad de Rebbe. Isn't it a contradiction over here? Mashna Hosem, the Meshakelei, Mashna Ochad, the Loim Meshakelei. Rabbi Yochanan tells us that you should leave the kiyor submerged all night long. Because any moment in the middle of the night, pasul's belina, not just the moment of shkia and the moment of Avos HaShachar. Any minute in the middle of the night is also going to be a psul lina. And that'll be a psul deraisa. Abai says that lina pasul's kiddush adai raglaim. That's only with the rabbanim. Well, lina pasul's the meha kiyor, that'll pasul min ha-Torah. So the Gemara says, according to Abaye, how do you do Kiddush Adai Raglaim in the middle of the night? What's going on over here? He does in the middle of the night, and a different cliche is okay because the kira submerged. And then how does Rabbi Yochanan say that he can continue to do Avodah the next morning? Because the whole psul lina is only with the rabbanan, but he did Kiddush Adai Raglaim at night, so the water was only good for Kiddush for Avodah Halayla. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, no. Rabbi Yochanan never said that all night long. They're backing out. That's very Gemara. This is the way Rashi reads. And for the Gemara, the Masalek Lai Bahadim Meshakalai. It's not true what we said, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you leave it all night long. You leave it in for 10 minutes at the moment of Shkia, and then you take it up, then you leave it in 10 minutes at the moment of Los HaShachar. There can't be such a thing. You can't say that all night long is a psul. Any moment in the middle of the night is a psulina. It's contradicted by what Rabbi Yochanan said. So what's the third shita? So if Rabbi Yochanan never said, didn't he say the same as the first mandomer? The second mandomer, Rabbi Chizda and Chof Alef Manav only said there's one moment of Lina. Alois HaShachar, period. But the first one, Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef said there are two moments of Lina. Moment of Shkia and the moment of Alos HaShachar. So Rabbi Yochanan said the same. So we thought all along Rabbi Yochanan said, no, every moment in the middle of the night is also psul lina. But now you tell me that it's not true. So it's the same as Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef again. So frag the Gemara. Ihachi, ihachi lamachar ena mekadesh. What do you mean lamachar ena mekadesh? What did Rabbi Yechanan mean? He said if he did kiddush adayim v'aglayim for trumas hadeshen, what was the lashon that he used? Kiddush adayim v'aglayim for trumas hadeshen lamachar ena tzorach lekadesh shebekar kiddush metchila savoida. So the Gemara says, what do you mean lamachar ena tzorach lekadesh? Tis dahainu lememro de lamatirim mechzer chazi. That the mayim balayla is good to do kiddush adayim v'aglayim even for avodas hayom. So then you're saying the same as Rav Chisda then. Saying the same as the meimer din matir mechzer chazah. I know the Rav Chisda. That's the second mandamar. So where is there a third opinion? We thought originally the third opinion was that Rav Yechanan says you have to leave the kiyor shakua the whole night long. Because every moment in the middle of the night is a psulin. And the Gemara says it can't be. It contradicts what Rabbi Yechanan. He talks about doing kiddush adayim v'aglayim in the middle of the night to do trumas hadeshen or to do haktaras emurim. He can't say you can't do kiddush adayim. You have to say you can do in the middle of the night. So the Gemara says, no, he holds only two moments. And they took it up in between. So isn't. So what they did it twice. That's what he means. Again, Muslim Masal Klebhanim Shakele. Ihochi, Lamocharin, and Makarishman, and Soch Lakarish, Mammy de Lamatirin, Mechzechazi, even to do Kabbalah Saddam tomorrow morning is good, but the Kiddush that you did at night. How could that be? But he just said that at night is no good. So the Gemara says, it must be Hos like Rav Chisda. Hos like Rav Chisda was the second Mandar. Rav Chisda, it's only one moment. Of Lina, namely Alos HaShach, and they're not two moments. Feg Gemara, so what? Hainu Rav Chisda? So where is there a third Shita of Rabbi Yechanan? Everything more. Ikmenaya mitzvah shikua. What's mitzvah shikua? What does it mean? No, Hamal. So what does Rashi say here? Mashani. Hainu Rav Chisda. Ikmenaya mitzvah shikua. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Yechanan mitzvah shikua mi ba'erev kidei sheyimtzeenu mishuka b'kiddush trumas hadeshen v'hiniska. Yeah, Rabbi Yechanan says you should leave it all night long shakua, because we're afraid if you're going to have the kiyor up on top, you're only worried about the moment of alos hashachar, so they're going to make a mistake and it's going to be boledei psul. So you have to leave the kiyor shakua all night long. When it comes time that someone wants to do avodas laila, or somebody wants to do trumas hadeshen, so they'll have to raise it up and put it back down again. You have to raise it up. But if you're going to leave it up the whole night long and then rely that someone's going to lower it 5 minutes before Los HaShachar, that's too risky. So Gemara says that's the ganza machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Chisda. Really, Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rav Chisda. There's only one moment in time that counts, namely the Alos HaShachar. But he recommends you should leave it all night long because you shouldn't make a mistake. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Very shver. So, the whole shak limitari.
According to Oskar and Rabbi Yechanan, you can do the first shikua after shkia. It doesn't have to be before shkia, right?
Right, the Gemara backed out from that. Yeah, but the bulk of the night, they left it under the shakua, that is, they shouldn't forget in the morning.
So when he needs it, you just take it back up for a minute. Yeah,
they'll need it, take it up and then put it back down.
Nobody should forget.
It's enough just to do shikua just a minute before Alos HaShachar.
You don't have to be worried that it'll become nipsal. Yeah, Rabbi Yechanan is concerned. They lived so many years after the Churban Abayis. They're all discussing what was the din b'sman Abayis. Yeah. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Shveri Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Meisvei, it says in the Mishnah, that when the Kohen went to do Trumas Hadeshen, it was dark, he didn't go with a torch. L'hoiroi mosav l'shomim meskolo, at sheshomim kol shalei chosav ben kot muchan elikir, when he started to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, he used this contraption that made a big racket. And then they realized, you know, all the Kohanim in the city would hear this noise. All the Kohanim sleeping in the city would hear the noise. All the Kohanim in the dormitory who were in the Beis HaMikdash would hear the noise. And they would realize that it's time to get ready. What's time to get ready? So Rashi explains, after he does Trumas Hadesh, that's what we discussed the other way. Whenever you do Haktorah, on Imurim, over all Karbonos, or Karbonoila, the whole thing, the Evorim, you burn everything. So when have you completed the mitzvah of Haktorah? So the din is, even after it turns into ashes, he's still not finished. There's still a din of Me'ilah, and still Nasis Mitzvah. So when it's Nasis Mitzvah, so after you do the Trumas Hadesh in the morning. Once you did Trumas Hadesh, so it's Chal, there's just like Hafrashas Truma. This becomes Truma, and the rest becomes Chulam Mesukonim. When you do Trumas Hadesh, it's Chal on all of the ashes on the Mizbeach. And then you have to throw this on the floor. Nivla Bimkomo. And the rest is Yotza Mechlal Me'ilah. No longer did Me'ilah. So Rashi says, after the fella does every morning, whoever was there to do Trumas Hadesh, after he does Trumas Hadesh, so he makes a racket when he uses the pulley system. They all hear and they all wake up. They all put on big dekuna, and then they'll all rush to the Mizbeach to take off the extra ashes. And they'll throw it in the tapuach in the middle. Or if there's too much in the tapuach, then they'll take it off and they'll take it in Bichutz Lamachna. But before he does the Trumas Hadesh, they're not going to remove any ashes. Because the Trumas Hadesh is the Niskaima Mitzvah, so that's considered the Gemar HaMitzvah of the Haktorah. You have to burn everything that should turn into ashes, and then you have to be Marfish Truma from everything.
The Kohen did it himself. The Kohen did the Trumas Hadesh and came in and took up the gear. He started.
So it says when he went to do Trumas Hadesh and he had to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, so when he pulled it out from under the ground, it would make a racket. That's a shaila. He lowered it or he pulled it up. What is he doing over here? What's making the noise? So the Gemara says, and all the Kohanim will realize he went to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, so we should all get ready, and we'll, after he finishes Trumas Hadesh, we will go do Haitzos Hadesh. We'll take off this deshen all over the Mizbech, they'll throw it into the Tapuach in the middle to make the Mizbech easier to do Haktorah in the course of the coming day. So the Gemara says, what's the noise made from my love? The Mesalek Lo. Probably Pshat is that the noise is made when he brings up the Kiyar. So don't you see that the Kiyar was down all night long? Alma Mishakale. You see that the Kiyar was done all night long. So it's a right to Rabbi Yechanan that the Kiyar was done all night long and the racket is made when you pull it up. And the Gemara says, no, the Mishakale. No, he lowers the Kiyar. He makes the racket when he lowers the Kiyar into the air. That makes the noise. He only lowers it 5 minutes before Los Hashem. So when he lowers it, the Gemara says, the Mishakale. Why should that make noise? The Mishtamakale. Why should it make any noise? You just kerplop. If you have to crank the pulley system to bring it up, that's going to make noise. But when you lower it into the thing, so just push it over and let it fall in. Let the gear fall into the bear, and it won't break. That's what the Gemara thought. And for the Gemara name, in order to lower it, also. And for the Gemara, Meshakale Begilgalot. No, when he lowered it also, had to lower it with the pulley system that it shouldn't break. He didn't. The Gemara thought in the Kasha that he just push it in and it's not going to make any noise. Olish Nachrina, another version has it, the Meshakale, Buchumarte, he would lower it, maybe, and Achanami was above. There's no proof to Rabbi Yechanan that it was submerged the whole time and he pulls it up. Maybe he made a big noise in order to wake up all the Kohanim, in order that they should hear. All the Kohanim should hear the noise, and they should come. So maybe really, to lower it, really you don't need the pulley system. You can just throw it in. But this was in order to make noise. But to make noise to wake them up. We had a guy with a big, heavy voice. There's a Mishnah that says, there was a fellow's name was Givini Korus. Givini the announcer. They had no loudspeaker. So this guy had a big voice. So Frank Digamov, Havi Givini Chorus. There was Mr. Givini, Kahakoyan, who used to make a big announcement. Everybody wake up and get ready to do Avodas Hayayim. And for the Gemara, Trei, and for the Gemara, Bei Trei Hekeri Havayavdi. Shama Mehayasi, Vishama Mehayasi. Whoever heard the Gvini screaming would come. Whoever heard the racket would also come. So the Gemara backed out from this half a minute. Yeah.
So now this comes in a focus also when they did the, when they moved all the ashes into the Mizbeach.
They only removed the ashes, Rashi explains, after Trumas Hadeshen. Because Trumas Hadeshen is the Gemara.
Could have been a minute after Chatzos.
Correct.
The court would be open and they all hear the noise in the middle of the night. And he does Trumas Hadeshen and they go, and they go fix up the Mizbeach. Because they're hearing the noise of them.
No,
right before Alos, that could be 5.5 hours for the Trumas.
Right. You only remove all the ashes if everything turned into ashes. If everything is still burning on the Mizbech. Let's say they put on a Murim half an hour before Chatzos. Didn't have a chance to burn yet.
According to Riochanan, the tie is connected to Trumas Hadeshen. Right? You're gonna move all the ashes to the middle at the time you do Trumas Hadeshen. Or right after. Because you hear the person picking up the kiyur for his Trumas Hadeshen.
He made a racket when he did the...
Right. And that could be any time of the night. Any time he gets up, so it could be 5 minutes before Alos.
It was normally approximately at Alos HaShachar.
If it's a night where everything got done early, so why not? He'd do it when he gets there, he'd do it early.
I don't think so.
For Chista, it's always going to be right before Alos HaShachar.
I think according to everyone, it's going to be later in the night. Yeah, you want to make sure everything turned into ashes. You want to have everything turned into ashes, plus that you did the Trumas Hadeshen on it.
Let's say someone does the Trumas Hadeshen at, let's say someone does the Trumas Hadeshen at right after Chatzos, right? That could be.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah says they would all wake up from the noise, and when they hear the Trumas Hadeshen.
No. The Gemara has the din, the Chatzos, so it's equal. If it's Shriri, if you have flesh from the Kabbalah that's charred on the outside, even on the inside is mamish raw, and the fire didn't affect it at all. Didn't turn to ashes at all, but Chatzos is equal. It's considered mu'ukal. It's considered as if you did complete the mitzvah of Haktor. The Gemara says that when you get to the Gemara later about Ahaduri Poikin, if something fell off on the Mizbech onto the floor. So it didn't turn into ashes yet, so it's a mitzvah all night long to throw it back. Kadam should throw it back on top of the Mizbech. So the Gemara says if it fell off after Chatzos, that's a din deraisa. Chatzos is equal. If it's shviri, if it's all charred on the outside, even though the inside, the fire didn't affect it at all, and on the Mizbech, it was on the Mizbech by Chatzos, so then it's considered mu'ukal. So then you'll be yotze if you did Trumas Hadeshen. So Trumas Hadeshen is chal on all of the things that are considered mu'ukal, all the things that are considered deshen. It's all considered ashes. But I think Mistama Lachatchil, they would wait as late as possible.
They did it when they heard the noise.
They would wake up when they heard the noise. So sometimes they would come to the Mizbech and see where it's holding. So a lot of stuff is still raw. Some of them, they would let it burn for longer. He's yetzer the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, even though he did it at Chatzos, because Chatzos is equal. But I would imagine the Mizbech would leave it there, that it should turn and mamish turn into ashes. This is how Rashi read the Gemara. That's what the Karanari says, the whole Gemara is sasamiyot. Then Tosis doesn't agree with every point of Rashi. Tosis disagrees. Then he says the Rambam, Karanari says the Rambam hasn't gone in a different shita. He says that there was no such thing, there was no Be'er. So where were they Mishakeya, the Kiyor? Rambam hasn't gone in a different shita. He says in Pirush HaMishnayis. And Yuma, what they did with the Kiyor. Okay. I tell you, I don't know if I'll be able to prepare any more Gemara. I can't read. So I'll tell you, I'll be in touch with whoever is here. Oi, gotta go down.